Welcome to the Self-Awareness and Self-Compassion Podcast, formerly known as the Full Spectrum Feeling Podcast. I'm your host, Blaise Schwaller, life coach, mom, and former tattoo artist. I help people heal their past, speak their truth, and love the lives that they're living now. Join me here every week for conversations on how to live an imperfect but fully engaged life that embraces all the feels so that you can stretch into your best life while enjoying the you that's here right now. Hello, friends. This week, I want to talk to you about our commitment to ourselves and how can we choose an action that encompasses where we want to be going in life. How do we even decide what that thing is? And how do we make it a part of who we are now? This is something that I work on with my clients, and typically, like, I get really specific, but I'm going to kind of give you a process to help you as well figure out what your next step is and how to pick it and actually do something to become that person. So when you start thinking about yourself and your vision for your future and who you want to be, most of us get caught in an idea of a task or some kind of label, like, I want to be a millionaire. I want to have this house. I want to da da da. Like, we have whatever. I want that promotion. And because we have the big label, we haven't broken it down into smaller things. It becomes, I don't know, it's like glossy and difficult for us to even access or think of ourselves as fitting into that life. So what we need to do in order to become someone who has that or does that, we first need to start thinking about, what does that person do? Why do they have it? What's it like for them to have it? So for instance, let's think about like me right now, where I'm thinking, I wish that I was a person who didn't want to eat chocolate all the time because it's probably not that great for me and it's giving me problems. But I love it and I've tied it into my identity. So it's going to be a tough one. But that's okay, because I know a lot of you also have things that you want to change about your life or do something different. And we struggle because we recognize, this is a big one, you recognize that something that you're doing now has become a part of your identity and you're not really willing to give it up. So that's the first challenge, is recognizing, what is it about what you're currently doing that you don't want to part with? What is the benefit? What do you think you're getting from it? All of that stuff, and you have to break it down. So for instance, for me with chocolate, for me, it's comfort. For me, it's memories of just joy. I feel like I use it as a reward. Like, I reward myself from doing hard work or whatever, but I actually really like the flavor. To me, I associate it with sweetness, even though I've actually stripped a lot of the sugar out of my things. So even though I am not eating straight up sugar, like cane sugar, I will associate chocolate with sugar. And I've got it down to like cacao, where I'm like mixing it in a drink and it's actually bitter, but I associate it with sweetness. And I associate sweetness with dessert, and it's a reward for having done something. So when I am bored, when I'm stressed out, or when I just have finished a meal, it's become part of a routine where I'm like, oh, and then we get to have a dessert, so I kind of want something sweet, and that'll make me feel better, is what I think, and then I'll go have it. So it's recognizing, what are those things? And then this is the hurtful part, right? I have to ask myself, is that even true? Is it true? And do I want it to still be true, that it's a reward, or that it feels good, or that I'm getting something out of it? And if I really look at it, I go, I think I'm getting something out of it. I think I'm going to feel better because I've had it, but generally I don't. Generally, I can enjoy it, but I don't need it nearly as much or as often. Not as often as I think I do. So in that case, what could I change? And then here's what we do. We start to look at, who's the person who has already made the switch, who only has her cacao drinks maybe once a week or every other week and not every day, or, you know, succumbs and has like chocolate chips and yogurt or just does some other crazy thing because chocolate. So I'm trying to figure out who that person is and what her day might be like and what choices she makes instead. And it's an interesting process. So you get to kind of go into a fantasy realm, right? Where you get to think, who would this person be who does the thing that I want to do or has the thing that I want to have? So I have to break it down for myself again and go, what is it that I'm really aiming for? And what I'm aiming for is a feeling of lightness, not having pain in my abdomen? Just all those things, clearing up, feeling better. How am I going to accomplish that? And what would someone who has already done that be doing? What does she do with her days? She's not taking the cocoa break. She's not eating the chocolate chips in the morning. So what is she doing instead? And until I have an answer for that, it's impossible for me to make any progress. And I want to repeat that because it's important. If you are trying to change something about yourself, particularly if it's something that you're giving up, you need to have a very specific answer to the question, what do you do instead? Because if you don't, you absolutely will go back to doing what you're already doing because you have no other alternative. Your brain hasn't thought of it. It's not really an option until you have it real in your mind. So you got to figure out what that thing is. Now, the next really fun part of this is recognizing that even once you've figured out what that other version of you does or what people who live that life do, you now have to imagine yourself doing it. And here's what happens. We get in our brain and we think that we're doing it for all the reasons that sound scientifically nice. Well, when I eat better, I'll feel better and I know it's good for me and that's why I do it. Or when I do it, I'll feel really accomplished and I'll feel great about myself because of whatever. And honestly, I have never found that to be the case, at least for me, and I honestly have not found it in many of my clients either. The feeling great about the decision is far down the road when you look back at your life and you go, wow, I feel really great that I made that decision. But in the day-to-day, we make the mistake of thinking that if we choose a different choice, we're going to feel great about it because we did the thing. The truth is you're not. You're not going to feel great about it. You're going to feel resentful sometimes or just blank. You won't have any feeling about it. And that's the beauty of releasing this weird, I don't know, perception that we have that making the better choice or the choice that we want to make is going to feel good. Because when we believe that it's going to feel good and it doesn't, we think that we've done something wrong or that we've done it wrong. And then we don't continue to do the correct actions that get us where we want to go. So hopefully this is making sense to you. But think about it. Like if you're someone who goes to the gym every day, most people that I know that go to the gym every day don't think, wow, I'm really doing it for my health and my fitness. Like they have that as like a base concept. But when they're actually physically stepping out of the car and going into the gym, it's just something that they do. They'll do it when they're feeling bad. They'll do it when they're feeling sad. They'll do it when they're tired. They'll do it at the end of the day. It doesn't really matter to them because it's part of their self-concept that it's just something that they do. So for me, as I'm moving into a more chocolate-free existence. Ugh, even talking about it makes me sad, but I'm doing it for good reasons. And I'm not giving it up entirely because I don't know that I want to do that or that I know I can, but I don't want to. It's interesting. But I'm having to get into the reality that the version of me who has already given it up and is fine with it, who doesn't really eat chocolate a lot and doesn't crave it the way that I do now, has a different relationship with it. And that relationship isn't hating chocolate. It's not like, oh, it's terrible for me. It's just, she doesn't think about it that much. She reaches automatically for other things to eat. She enjoys what she's eating and doesn't compare it as much. She's not like, oh man, like this handful of nuts really isn't as good as chocolate. It's what I currently do. But if I was actually living the life where I was happily eating other healthy foods, I wouldn't really think about it that much. So that's what I'm trying to step into. And it's the same for you if you're trying to go to the gym more, if you're trying to eat healthier, if you're trying to have better conversations with your family, like whatever it is that you're working on, the person who's already doing that doesn't think about it as much as we think we're going to. They just kind of do it. So some of what I gear myself up to with this is to recognize that in the moment where it's currently hard for me, where I'm like, oh, I'm about to make the decision to reach out and pick up the chocolate or just make a meal that has it, I point out to myself, I'm like, oh yeah, this is a memory. It's an automatic action based on my past program. But the new program doesn't really do that. So let's just grab these other things instead. So I also make it easier for me to make the choice that I want to make. And that's something you can do as well, is just continue to make it easier for you to make the choice that you want to make. And you do it by creating the picture really specifically about what it looks like to have made a different choice. So one of my instances is I've already bought like the little sugar snap peas. So they're peas. They're great. I have some hummus. They're right there in a drawer. All I have to do is open the drawer, grab them, and I can eat them. instead of grabbing the drawer and grabbing candy or chocolate chips or making yogurt. It's like, it's actually just, it's faster. And that's what it looks like. So I will practice in my head what it looks like to not grab the chocolate is to grab this instead. And I think about it and I repeat it in my mind. So then when the instance comes up where I notice that I'm about to do it, I go, oh, right, I'm just going to turn my body slightly and grab this drawer instead. And this is what I'm going to eat. I've gone so far as to put the sugar snap peas in the drawer with the yogurt so that it's even easier. Like if I'm going for the yogurt and I know I'm going to add chocolate chips, instead grab this thing. Woo, choice made. So that's, I don't know, it's an interesting way to go about it. But I find that it's more effective long term because I'm making it super simple and I'm not asking myself to change in a day either. I'm saying, what's the first step? What's the first thing that I could change that would add up to a lot of change? And I have other steps as well. So I'm like, oh, when you think you're going to just like succumb and eat fudge or grab a candy bar, instead you're going to make a cacao drink. So you're going to just take the whole food cacao and you're going to melt it into your oat milk. And you're going to drink that instead because at least there's no sugar there and it takes more time and it's more filling and it's also more hydrating. So at least you've got that going for you as well. So I'm just slowly shifting into a different person making different choices, but I'm not saying from this day forward, I will run 20 miles a day if I've never run a marathon in my life, right? So I've worked hard to get to the point where I'm really only eating chocolate chips and yogurt every day. And now I want to get rid of that too. If you're looking ahead and going, yeah, I want to run a Boston Marathon, but I've never even gone for a run in my life, where do you actually need to start? It's probably just getting outside and walking, getting outside and moving, and then maybe adding in a little jog, but not very far. Maybe looking at what kind of shoes. It's really getting specific about what are the things that need to happen in order to have that result. So sometimes what you do is you look far ahead and say, here's the result, and then we rewind it back half a year, rewind it back half a year, keep going backward in time until you get to where you are now and fill in those gaps. It makes it more achievable, definitely more doable when you have a roadmap. And I think creating that roadmap for yourself involves understanding the emotional roadmap as well and what you're going to feel as you face it, and not lying to yourself and saying that you're going to feel great about it because of the decision that you're making. Understand that that feeling comes at the end of 2 years, not in 2 weeks or 2 days or 2 hours. You may feel some good feelings, but they're not going to sustain you. And that is a mistake to think that just the motivation of feeling good about making a change is going to sustain you to keep that change. It's not. The actual actions sometimes aren't what you want to do, or they're not convenient. So much about changing who we are just isn't convenient because we already have our routine and it's working really well. The reason we're changing it is because we recognize that it's not working as well as we'd like. Something else could work better, but it is going to take frustration and it's going to take effort to shift that and do it differently. And then it won't take any effort anymore. And then you won't really care as much. And it won't be as big of a deal as it is to you right now. When things are a big deal, it's because we're emotionally attached to the way things currently are. And we're upset about changing it, or we want it to change in a big way. But once you've already done it, it's no longer a big deal. And I find that really important. And it's been very helpful for me in making bigger changes and just realizing like, oh, if I'm having a big emotion about something, it's usually a sign that I'm hitting a roadblock. I don't want to change, even though I know I need to change. So just do the thing and then you'll be fine. And if you keep doing the thing and recognizing that you can get through it and it wasn't that bad and you didn't ask that much of yourself, it was just not what you wanted to do. Like your little kid self is like, no, I don't want to eat this. I don't want to eat a hot dog. I only want mac and cheese, like whatever it is. But you get through it and you recognize like, oh, I did it and I'm fine. Huh. And you do it again and you do it again. And then one day you're like, actually, I love broccoli and asparagus and I don't even want the hot dog or whatever it is. Oh my goodness, me and talking about food. It's ridiculous. Friends, I hope that you are doing amazing things this week, that you're feeling great and that you're having that motivation, right, to do what you need to do. And I hope that this little talk gave you some inspiration or some insight into how change actually happens and the different ways that we feel about it. Because for sure, don't fall into the trap of thinking that it has to feel good in order to get it done, or that you have to make a giant change immediately in order to see a giant change over the course of a few months or a year. Small changes really, really, really add up. They're so much easier than big ones, but you need to know specifically what it looks like. You need to know, like, first I do this, then I do this, and then it's done, yay. And then after I've done that a lot and it's become pretty normal and easy for me, then I can add the next step. When you do that, you will get there so much faster, so much faster, so much more permanently than if you try to change everything all at once. So I'm wishing you a seamless transition into that awesome future that you have in your mind. And if you want to talk about it or share what you're going through, please reach out. You know how to get me through the website. Go to coachwithblaze.com and I will talk to you then. See you next week. Thanks so much for joining me. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and share it with someone you love and leave us a review. You can learn more and get some self-compassion tips and tricks by visiting coachwithblaze.com, where you can sign up to get my free booklet on overcoming anxiety, overwhelm, exhaustion, and burnout. I'm sending you so much appreciation and love, and I'll see you next time.